This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this to that world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 3024. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith,
woo,
Wobbin Fox, and my cock.
Come on!
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy.
Ted's Meat and Potatoes returns.
No way, Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, men's room shout of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click clack.
You're gonna draw. All right, here we go. Three women air drying naked in Florida.
Lead cops on a high speed chase.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, New Jersey neighbors are mad at a man whose Easter decorations include leather and lace. Texas cop plants heroin and meth in car of ex's new man to try to win her back. Oklahoma police arrest Jeremiah Bullfrog for guns and smack. And a pilot lets his dog be his co-pilot. His dog promptly crashes plane. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spit. I'm trying to get there, man. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who sailed the seas of ignorance and found a way to answer 19 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant and play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-HOLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
And
it was salty. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Over to us and away we go. Welcome to show number 3024. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future wheat repeat. I know you're thinking to yourself, God, these guys work a lot. They work so hard. Surely they're going to take a vacation day. Well, we believe our show today will be so good. You will be hearing it again sometime in the not so near future as a guaranteed future repeat. As the head chef is back in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, and Ted, I completely spaced and forgot to ask you what the hell you're doing today.
today on Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
Just for Mike, we're going to do different pastas that pair with different sauces. Because, Mike, there is different pastas. They're not all just noodles.
So that's a fact. Yeah, different.
But Mike is locked into the, hey, man, you put tomato sauce on your pasta and that is it. There's no other discussion.
Oh, no,
But you know how Mike is. Mike is set in his ways at the ripe old age of 140.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, yeah.
You're getting a winger.
A winger?
A finger wag.
A finger.
Man eats fettuccine
Mike,
Alfredo.
That
is not my contention at all. I will have different kinds of pastas with different kinds of sauce on them. It was my contention that pastas are all the same. They're just in different shapes.
Well, but that changes the way they taste in the texture for it. But
is it a thinner sauce, thicker sauce? Is there meat in it? That's why they have the different shapes?
Believe it or not. So for texture's purposes, yes, but they are essentially the same thing.
No, they're not. I'll tell you, here's a perfect example.
Again, if you go to a daycare and just pick up a kid, no, you pick up your kid.
And I can confirm that, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Are they not all essentially the same, though, but you have your own preferences, Ted?
No.
I preferred the other kid. Give him back.
Mike, let's think of it this way, okay? Let's just go with basic macaroni and cheese. We know what a macaroni noodle looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you get a Kraft macaroni and cheese box and you make it, pretty good stuff with the powdered cheese. It is what it is.
Correct.
Now,
if you use
shells in Velveeta, not only is the sauce a little bit creamier, but one of the points of using the shell is it has a little cup. It's like a little tiny soup bowl.
Scoops up that cheese.
And it gets all that cheese in there. So mm-hmm. when you take a bite, you're going to have a lot more cheese that adheres to the noodle based on the shape of the noodle.
I fully agree with you.
So, yes, it does make a difference, and that changes the taste and the texture and everything else.
But
you would never put angel hair pasta into macaroni and cheese.
Why not? It would come out as the same taste.
No, because it's
too
thin.
It'd be different, man, I'm telling you.
It would be like a mushy mess of crap.
I mean, the texture would be different, and sure, it would break down a little bit easier, but at the same time, it would have the same general taste altogether.
Mike, don't worry. We're also going to talk about crazy food at Olive Garden. I got you covered.
I'm in.
Crazy food at Olive Garden. No,
like the meatball pizza bowl.
I gotta have that, dude.
Meatball pizza bowl.
That looks good. I admit that.
I never thought you'd show me something, Mike, where I just sat down and stared at it, looked at it, and thought to myself, that's got my
totally worth it, man. Yeah. I absolutely loved that thing. Yeah. That was phenomenal.
And do you ever like take a corner out of that bowl and kind of make your own individual slice of pizza, or do you just soup that thing?
Well, no, I took a knife to it. They actually give you a little steak knife, and I cut that thing up, and I took it slice by slice. I was having my own little pizza slices.
Sorry, Olive Garden, I don't need a steak knife. I would prefer you have a pizza bowl knife.
It also had molten cheese on the inside of it, so I was a little worried as to how you know burned I would get with that thing.
Head chef coming up with Noodle Talk on Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Sherlock is back.
Noodle Talk.
We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, another round of Profile This. And today is the day that we play the game known as Big Dummy. It is an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel for you. It's so easy that all we ask is you get one question right. Now when you call the program, you're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy so far has been Josh. Took him 20 questions to get one right. And as we do every time we play the game known as Big Dummy, we do a little men's room poll. Now last week we asked you to pick a roommate for a week, and we went with cereal mascots, the mascot that's on the box of your favorite children's cereal in this instance. But they were going to be your roommate for a year.
Two adult cereals have mascots. And maybe you could argue Raisin Bran, but
technically,
yeah, Grape Nuts doesn't say, like, hi, I'm Grapey the Nut. You ain't regular, but you sure are old.
Grapey the Nut?
I think Fruit of the Loom.
Right, dude, that's the closest exactly. Old person. You're still wearing tidy whities?
Grape Nuts?
Doesn't Kashi use adults in their ads? But there's not a mascot.
Right, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. Like adult cereals.
Technically,
see,
corn
with
flakes.
Adults, they say, your doctor told you need to eat this. This is the best tasting version of what the doctor is asked you to eat. Mm-hmm. We don't need your mascot is your doctor.
Yeah, well, the cornflakes have the rooster, and Raisin Bran has the sun.
But the sun talked a little. The rooster doesn't do
anything.
But he's
talking to little kids. Like, post-Raisin Bran is for adults, and there's no Grapey the Nut.
Okay, all right, fair enough. So your choices on your roommate were going to be Count Chocula, Tony the Tiger, the Trix Rabbit, and Captain Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Or Captain Crunch, right?
Captain.
So you're going to live for a year with one of these fellas. So the way the voting went down, and by the way, if you follow us at Men's Room Live there on Twitter, we do put up the poll every week. And as far as your voting is concerned, it was the Trix Rabbit coming in last place. If there was one roommate that you did not want to have, it was the Trix Rabbit, who got a mere 9%.
And everyone seemed to agree. The problem with the Trix Rabbit, when you live with him, knowing how needy he is, most people agreed that he's the roommate that would steal all of your crap,
mm-hmm.
eat your food, drink your milk, take your money, sleep in your bed. He's that guy.
Yeah. Count Chocula was number 3 at 20%.
What? Man, to me, he's the hands-down winner. He's a fascinating guy. You just have to overlook the fact that he's a vampire.
I think you have to overlook the fact that he talks like a vampire.
Yeah, so but his stories were cool.
How was your day?
But yeah. The things he told you about were fantastic. Yeah. Let me regale you with tales from the crypt.
Just so you know, we are low on toilet paper.
I mean, it's just there was blood in my stool.
I brushed my fangs and used all the Colgate.
So, yeah, I don't think I could. I think after a while it'd be a novelty at first, but then in the end it would just...
I don't know, he's my guy.
It would wear off.
To live with.
And, like, I had one odd experience with some Romanian guys, and they scared me.
Just because they had that accent kind of?
Yeah. I was like, oh, you guys Russian? No. Guess again. Ukrainian?
The most terrifying game show.
Right, they said, we are Romanian. And they were like fixing a pipe in my house, and then they didn't speak to me for the next half hour.
This sounds like pick the country I'm from in Central America.
Right.
You know what I mean, what easier way to get stabbed or punched in the face?
Right. Ecuador? No.
Oh, no, you say Ecuador.
Paraguay?
No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then Tony the Tiger. He had a strong showing there. He came in at number two on the poll.
Ridiculous.
34%. And Cam Crunch squeaked out Tony the Tiger at 37%.
I'm everybody's buddy.
He's the roommate that you would want. Now, we got in the discussion a couple of episodes ago, and we continued it yesterday, about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which is, it's a standard thing. It's as basic can be, you'd think. But, yes, there are other variations of a peanut butter sandwich. Matter of fact, we have a guy we work with here named... Smokey, and he makes a peanut butter jelly sandwich every day.
And he should. They're delicious.
He has his own method and his own way that he does it, as far as the bread is concerned, as far as the peanut butter is concerned, mm-hmm. jelly, the whole deal. So, basically, we're going to have you construct a peanut butter and jelly sandwich today. It seems simple. It is, in fact, not. Now, one thing that we all know, when you're growing up and you're a kid, and you get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, for whatever reason in my world, it was the cafeteria world, it showed up on white bread. So the traditional way in my mind of making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is on white bread. I have not bought a loaf of white bread in 30 years.
But here's the difference. When I was growing up, the only time I got peanut butter and jelly was at home. Frankly, school cafeterias, they effed up peanut butter and jelly. They don't know how to do it. But we always had wheat bread. And as a kid, I hated the fact that I had wheat bread. So like anything, once you move out of your parents' house, you make certain determinations of things you'll never do again. That said, 90% of them, you will do again. But one of the things that I have absolutely stuck to, I'm like, I will never buy wheat bread again because I'm a big peanut butter. If I eat a sandwich at home, it's going to be peanut butter and jelly, right? Like that is
my go-to. So you have a loaf of white bread on hand all the time?
All the time.
Okay.
Not wheat bread. I got sick of
wheat
bread.
What brand? Like Wonder? Like who even makes white bread?
Dude, everybody's got white bread. Okay. All you have to do is not be wheat. I'm not picky about who made it.
You don't even like Oro wheat or any of the Pepperidge wheats or Killer Dave's bread?
No.
Did you really ask who still makes white bread?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you don't buy it, but it's still
white bread's still everywhere.
Well, I don't know, man.
People that like peanut butter and jelly and people that live in the South.
Okay, look, the one grocery store in my neighborhood is...
Your grocery store's not going to have
it. I know it doesn't because it doesn't even have regular...
They can call it white bread.
You've got to like brush with Tom's of Maine. It's like an organic store. So
one of those fancy places.
I don't think they have white bread. I really don't know. I mean, you can buy a loaf of Italian bread.
I would not think that... The grocery store you're talking about.
You can't buy Tide Pods.
There's no chance.
You know, you got to buy like organic. Like these have already been
used. This is made out of cactus buds.
To wash someone else's clothes. Like, you know.
Made out of cactus buds and love.
Right, exactly. Which means it's not going to clean anything.
Right.
It's not going to be good.
It's going to stain your clothes and you're going to smell bad. But.
So?
Yeah, eat this bread, pet your dog.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with the basics, and that's the bread. Now, I have to admit, I love a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I have always made them on wheat bread in my adult life, just knowing that wheat bread is probably going to be the bread that everyone in the house is going to like. Whatever. So, we're going to ask
wheat. What?
Well, yeah.
No.
Wheat bread is for health reasons.
They've never had white bread yet. Like, you know what I mean? It's like the...
Oh, your kids are at college hammering down white bread.
No way.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Man.
No, they're not.
They are having sex while eating white bread and drinking beer.
Last person I saw eat anything with white bread was my grandfather, who had a bologna sandwich with mustard on white bread every day for it. For every
that bologna on wheat bread, it's a bologna freaking sandwich.
All right, what about
as
Thanksgiving?
A kid,
sorry,
it's all about
I think
white
bologna
bread.
Goes on white bread for sure.
It does.
So House, what about
jelly?
Thanksgiving? Are you telling me you make a leftover sandwich on wheat at Thanksgiving?
I usually use the sweet Hawaiian rolls rolls that I got to make.
All right. So why don't we ease up on bashing the white bread sweet roll, man?
Who has sliced bread for Thanksgiving, man? I mean, if you offer,
I buy buttermilk white bread for the day after.
Oh, so
maybe some Texas toast.
Okay, that's not a bad call.
Big white bread.
Either way, white bread.
What about potato bread?
That's delicious. I go potato bread, which is pretty close to that. So the building blocks are white or wheat bread at first.
Okay.
Then white. Second, we're going to go in the peanut butter well. Just get that over with. Crunchy or creamy?
Which is a ridiculous question, mm-hmm. Creamy.
But you know, this is your peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You
and
put then, crunchy on wheat. Like, so right now, I've known you for like 17 years, and I effing hate your guts right now.
No, you don't. You haven't
I
had
do,
the sandwich.
No, I do, because dude, I grew up with the wheat bread. All right, that's the one. That's
changed.
No, it doesn't matter. Peanut butter and jelly does not go on wheat bread. Then, just to drive it
Stormy puts it on wheat bread.
Well, Stormy's a moron.
Well, and yeah, then, that's what I do. I put it on wheat bread.
You're a moron, too?
You guys Stormy?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Smokey.
Smokey.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like Stormy, Smokey.
Who the hell's Stormy?
Yeah, Stormy Daniels, Smokey Rivers. I get them all confused. I do. It's hard for me on that. It's one of those things.
I mean, you said Stormy. It didn't even register.
Trust me. I was thinking of somebody else's thing.
I mean, look, I'm with you. Too. Ideally, I probably would eat more sandwiches on wheat bread overall. But if I'm building my, like the one I want,
yeah.
It's going on white.
This is the one
yes.
You want.
Okay, okay. Yeah. This is the one you want. So crunchy or creamy? White or wheat, crunchy or creamy? And then we went with a grape jelly or other. If you want to, if you're an apple butter person, if you're a strawberry jam person, if you like.
My father liked the apple jelly.
Marmalade or whatever the hell it is. That's other.
Strawberry jelly.
But grape is, you don't like strawberry jelly?
No, I do.
Oh, it's, but that's it.
I think grape's the standard, although yeah. Apple jelly is good on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but I discovered as I was growing up in my teen years, my father would buy me the big-ass jar of Welch's grape, right? And there was always a little-ass jar of apple jelly, and I believe that's the only way they sold it. Anyway, I made a peanut butter and jelly, well, two, because that's how I go, and I used this apple jelly, and he was not a man that complained about a lot of things when I was growing up, and this dude shows up in my bedroom going, hey, you need to understand something, because he's a peanut butter and jelly fan.
Okay, all right.
You need to understand this, my son. If you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you can use all of the grape jelly you would like. The apple jelly is mine. And if you use my apple jelly again, we're going to have a problem. Now, think of all the things you could do as a teenager. This was his thing.
Okay.
Don't eat my apple jelly.
That seems like a fair enough,
I'll do the same thing to my kids.
Exactly.
No,
all right. Jam? Anybody a fan of jam? Or
it's
anything?
All right.
Oh, I mess with jam.
Okay. All right.
Let me ask you this. Does other include fluff?
That's fair. I think that's fair.
Because so
it's your peanut butter. It's yeah. In place.
What do they call it?
Yeah, fluff-a-nutter. Jesus.
Fluff-a-nutter?
If I was a kid, that's what they used to call it. And now that I'm an adult, can we please call it something else? Hey, kids, want a fluff-a-nutter?
Fluff-a-nutter.
You know who his sidekick is? Grapey the Nut!
Jesus. Sounds like a cartoon porn.
It does.
It sounds,
fluff-a-nutter.
It sounds like the face of nightmares.
So our men's room poll today, you're going to build a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Will it be white or wheat, crunchy or creamy, grape jelly or other? There you go on our men's room poll. All right, what?
I had a PB&J today on whole wheat bread. Delicious. Shut up.
See?
Nobody asked
Look,
you.
We're not saying it can't be delicious on wheat bread. I'm just
no,
saying.
I am.
All right. I
it's
think it's
less
still,
delicious.
It's right. But if I'm going to make one.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the ultimate. It's going on white bread. And it's going to have a large amount of creamy peanut butter.
Yes.
Okay. Almost like you're going to choke on it.
Right. Well, that's the problem.
It should be problematic.
Because for me, I don't drink milk with meals.
I don't either.
But
I'm an adult. I have not choked on my peanut butter and jelly.
But if I have
sandwich.
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like
pour a glass
snack,
of
like,
milk.
Like,
pour a glass of milk.
Just pour a glass of milk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have to have a glass of milk with it. It's one of those foods where I need milk. It's just, it seemed to me like it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, those and brownies.
Yeah, totally.
It's drinking milk. I find like peanut butter and jelly and brownies.
Peanut butter and jelly for me is a late night snack.
It's always a late
it's
night
not something
snack.
That...
Dude, I'm with you. I'm shirtless, eating it, and the other hand is just drinking the milk out of the carton.
And I'm high.
And then the next day you look at the milk carton, it's got like a peanut butter
oh, it's
crusted
so gross.
Thing around the lip of the milk.
Or the sticky dried up jelly.
And you kind of try to pull it off with your fingernail so no one knows what a child you are. I don't think I've drank milk out of a glass in my adult life. So anybody who's ever lived with me, just know, if you go for the milkman, my lips have been all over that.
I don't drink anything out of a glass once the kids go to bed.
Nothing?
Once they go to bed. Man, if I want it, it's like you stand in front of the fridge, you tip that bitch upside down.
Not only that, man, but like I'll have like a thumbprint of peanut butter on the side of the carton, you know what I mean? Like it's not just the, it's not just, and God forbid I get the paper ones, the wax paper ones, like the half gallons.
Oh, half
gallons. Cartons, basically, instead of the big jugs. Because then, man, like...
It's harder to wipe your lip stain
when
off.
When you open it up, and you put your lips on it, man, like your whole lip imprint is on that opening where you fold it open, man. It's just like, it's not going away.
And it's yours, and it's still gross.
Yeah, but hopefully that deters people from drinking my milk. You know, as soon as you open it up, you see my big lip print on there.
It would deter me. It's like when someone's drinking their coffee, you know what I mean? And then they look at their cup like a day later and half their lips on the mug.
Yeah, the lipstick stain on the bottom.
No, I'm talking about the skin from your lip.
Oh, yeah.
So you just kind of stuck there all crusty and crappy.
So our men's room poll, white or wheat, crunchy or creamy, grape, jelly, or other, as we build what you should be believing is your ideal peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's just coming up right after the break. And the game known as Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. Big Dummy is on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef, that's me, and potatoes is coming up. We'll go over what pasta fits the sauce with the
we
head
are.
Chef. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Evan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Evan, you sober or not sober?
And sober.
All right, Evan, welcome to the show. Evan, our men's room poll. You're going to build a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, so will it be white or wheat bread?
It's going to be white bread.
White bread.
My man.
Crunchy or creamy peanut butter?
Crunchy, all the way.
Oh, my man. My man.
Get the hell out of here.
Go to hell. Grape or other jelly?
I could go for grape.
My man.
My man. You're my man two out of three times.
We have a white peanut butter and jelly sandwich with crunchy peanut butter and grape jelly.
Let me ask you this, man. Do you even like the extra crunchy, which is, like, at that point, it's basically a jar of peanuts?
I think I've had the extra crunchy.
Okay, do you, because I always wonder about this, all right? So, and Miles, I know, peanut butter is made of peanuts. I get the argument. I understand, but I want the peanut butter, smooth style. So, if you enjoy the peanuts physically being in your peanut butter, do you also enjoy, say, like, the pulp in your orange juice? Some people love that.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you're that guy then.
So you don't pulp in your orange juice?
No!
Why?
Because I want orange juice.
It's oranges. That's where it came from.
I understand. It's like Ted said about ketchup yesterday. Like, look, we know it comes from tomatoes. If I want a tomato, I'll eat a tomato. If I want a chunky, I can get salsa. Yeah. If I wanted the pulp, and there's nothing against the pulp, I don't hate it. I just don't prefer it, because in the end, I would just eat a freaking orange.
And look, if I'm at a fancy restaurant and they're squeezing it,
sure. Yeah.
Okay. But I'm not buying extra pulp. Right. It's the same orange juice that I'm buying. It's just now it has pulp in it.
Extra pulp means less juice. Give me the juice. You called it orange juice. So give me the juice.
Yeah, I'm the orange juice.
Okay. So you like the pulp and the crunch. Okay. No, yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I bought a can of frozen concentrated orange juice the other day for the first time in like 15 years.
I have not in a while.
And you put three cans of cold.
Yeah, yeah, I remember the
did it taste like orange juice?
Oh, my God. It was phenomenal.
Huh? If you haven't had it in a while. But that's what we grew up with.
It's so good.
So you don't love pulp.
Oh, I got it with pulp. It comes with pulp.
You can do that.
You can get it.
Believe it or not, you can. Yes, you can.
Even Donald Duck?
I don't know about the duck.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, his comes with feathers. All right, Evan, here is your first question. That question is, what island does the Statue of Liberty stand on?
Oh, I should know this. That's not Coney Island, is it?
No, that's an amusement park.
Ellis Island?
No. See, and that's it. Ellis Island, that is where the immigrants came over when we were still cool with them, and that's where you were processed.
Right.
The Statue of Liberty.
Freedom Island.
No. And it's going to piss you off when you hear it. No.
Long Island.
Liberty, the Statue of Liberty is on Liberty Island.
Oh, yep.
I mean, right? Yeah, I know. I feel like maybe 2% of the population knows that. All right. What is a particle of light called?
It's right there in the name.
Right?
Pretty much.
What's
a particle of light.
Particle of light.
That is correct. With all these particles together, that's what allows you to see. When they basically hit your eye, that is when you're seeing light.
Okay.
So the sun blows these things out of it, and 8 minutes later, when these things get to Earth, then we perceive that we see the sun. It's a particle of light.
I don't know. I'm just going to say ion.
Nope. In fact, with the, what, they had the first picture of the black hole, which, crazy, looks like a black hole, a photon. The gravity is so... The gravity is so so dense with the black hole that the photons cannot escape it.
So it's trapping light.
Dang. That's what it is. So the actual particle of light, the gravity sucks them back, so you can't see it, but yeah, photon. All right, what crop failure caused the Irish famine?
Sorry, one more time?
What crop failure caused the Irish famine?
Oh, that's going to be potatoes, though.
Good job.
Yes, indeed. All the hash browns they couldn't eat. All the hash
potato famine. Yeah,
I started watching a new show about a small town in Ireland and these kind of idiots that live there.
Okay.
In one scene, the dude just has a boiled potato and he's just putting salt on it and eating it.
Like we would do with a boiled egg.
Or you do like an apple, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's it. It's, you can't mess up a potato. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, but he found a way to mess it up.
Golly.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, that's kind of the joke, too. I don't know if Irish people really do that. It's a comedy show.
More Big Tummy coming up. 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.